You're listening to SBS News.
Inderdeep Sandhu discovered a lump in her breast in 2018, and after 7 months of chemotherapy, she's finally in remission. She worries, though, that the harsh effects of cancer treatment has left her especially vulnerable to infections like coughs and colds, and now the coronavirus.
And once you finish the treatment, there are long-term effects, and my immune system is a bit weakened.
Since the virus began spreading in Australia, Ms. Sandhu says she's taking extra precautions.
We have cancelled our cruise trip, which was at the end of July this year. We have even suspended the swimming classes for the kids. We have stopped going and using public transportation. We can't be hermit, but we have reduced. We are trying to avoid as much as we could.
Authorities are asking people to practice good hygiene, which includes regular hand washing, as well as using paper tissues and quickly disposing them. These are important measures to protect our own health and the health of those who might be more vulnerable. That's why the Sud family, like many migrant families who are a multi-generational household, say they are going about their daily routines but have made adjustments.
Mom is 73, so the coronavirus is just very much problematic to the older people. So precautions, cleanliness, house is getting cleaned more often. Hand sanitizer has been used from last a month. Hand wash, everything, and we have avoid all the social gatherings.
Professor Robert Boy is an expert in infectious diseases. He says families should take extra care within the household if someone is suspected of having the virus.
Well, multi-generational families are great for social cohesion, for looking after children and older people at the same time. If, however, one or other becomes unwell, then a form of isolation at home where the person who's unwell uses a separate bathroom, sleeps in a separate bedroom, and doesn't go more than a metre close to well people.
With no vaccine yet to prevent catching the virus, making small changes to your daily life can go a long way to avoid exposure. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.